a poem for my children on the subject of obedience. There was a boy whose name was Jim, and although life was good to him and gave him food and home and love, he thought that it was not enough, that it was time for him to do those things that he'd been told not to. I am half grown and must be free to do those things denied to me, and I shall do them all, he said. I'll spread some black dirt on my bread and drop large objects on my toes, and I shall put beans up my nose. And everything that as a kid his mom said don't, he went and did. He crossed his eyes and dragged his feet, threw bags of garbage in the street, leaned out windows, ran down halls, spilled on floors, and wrote on walls. Until at last at 2:30, he could not think of more to do. All things forbidden he had done, and nothing had been so much fun as he'd imagined when he started. He sat there, weary and downhearted. How dull, he said. I must admit it. I fear my sins are all committed. My wild oats have all been rolled. I've saved up none for when I'm old. If in the future I should fall, there'll be no thrill in that at all. I've committed anger, pride, and lust. I've drank and smoked and lied and cussed. The things my mom and dad condemn, I finished up by 2 p.m. Everything that was not right, now what is left to do tonight? From this, dear children, you should sense the value of obedience. I tell you don't, I mean postpone some naughtiness for when you're grown. Save up some mischief and rampages. You'll enjoy them more at later ages. And so, dear children, please, less noise. It's 8:00. Pick up your toys, brush your teeth, and off to bed. But after all your prayers are said, the lights are out, you're quiet as mice, whisper one word that isn't nice. Don't say 10, don't say a group, just say one, like... Oh, what a pleasure from one bad word. Say it a second time and third. A terrible word, profane and vicious. How bad of you and how delicious. One is enough. The rest will keep. Now close your eyes and go to sleep.